You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday, be it 7 a.m., be it 11:45 a.m., be it 8:45 in the evening. I'm grateful you love the Lord and you're tuning in to where He's broadcasting. That's what we're doing here today. I say that because we focus on the Word of God, and the Word of God is where God speaks today. He's speaking through His Word. We're going to tune into His frequency, and God's got a word for you today on who it is that's responsible and in charge in the salvation department. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, "And you He made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins, in which we once walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is now working in the sons of disobedience." That's what we're focusing on today. Friends, this is a spiritual battle that's going on. You also can read in Ephesians 6 against who we wrestle against. It's not flesh and blood. Meaning it's not your father-in-law, mother-in-law, that person at work. Man, you got to peel back the layers of that onion. Find out who your real enemy is. It's the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. This is part two of this message now out of Ephesians chapter 2. For it's by grace you have been saved.
It says, "He made us alive together with Christ." Then it says in parentheses, "By grace you have been saved." And, in other words, He's not done yet. He's not done yet telling you what He's done. That is Paul telling you what God did for you on your worst day. Made you alive when you were dead. He did it on your worst day. He made us alive together with Christ, and He raised us up together. He's not dead. He's not done yet. And He seated us together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Three things the apostle says. Number one, He made us alive together. Notice this is already done. So this is being born again and being regenerated is what he meant by that. He made us alive together with Christ. The second thing, it says He raised us up together. Only time in the Bible this Greek word, sunagero, was used. It means the work accomplished by being in union with Christ at His resurrection. When it says being raised up together, you're in union with Christ, Christ was raised up. You're in union with Him, you're raised up together with Him. Lastly, it says, He seated us together. He seated us together. What can I say? The only thing that comes to mind is, please pass the ketchup. What else can you say? Yeah, praise God. You ought to run out of this church praising God today. Seated us together. This is the verse the Lord gave me on this. from the King James Version. It's Philippians 3:20. It says this. It says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our vile body that it might be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Now, I know the word conversation really means what? Citizenship. But I love the way the King James Version, these translators called it conversation. Because they're right. Maybe they don't even know it. This is what being led by the Holy Spirit means. Our conversation is in heaven. We're seated together with him. Why would not our conversation be in heaven? Right? This we know, according to God, it's a done deal already. Or imagine this. Time is linear, right, Darren? And it all takes place at the same time. You know, I think it's time to dust off my annual John the Baptist sermon around here. Time is linear. It's all the same to God. Maybe you're seated with him now and still sitting in this church now. And to God, it's all still going on at the same time. Ephesians 2:8. One of the most famous and glorious verses in all the Bible. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Yes, thank you. One of the greatest verses to launch the Reformation 500 years ago, 501 years ago. How are we saved? How can we inherit eternal life? Paul answers, we're saved by grace. That is, we haven't earned it. We're saved by faith, just like Abraham was. Old Testament saints were saved the same way. That's Genesis 15:6. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith made him right with God. Same as you. It's no different. For it's by grace are you saved. That is, you haven't earned it. Regardless of what another church might tell you, you're saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves. Even your faith is not your own. Your faith is a gift. You can't be saved without it. Write this verse down. I missed it on the hanging handout. 2 Thessalonians 3:2. The Apostle Paul said, "Pray for me that I'll be delivered from ungodly men because not everyone has faith." Paul continues, "Not of works, that is your salvation, your eternal life, you being good enough to enter into the kingdom when you die and leave this world. It's not from working for it. Or else you would boast about it," is what he says. Verse 10, our last verse this morning. "For we are his workmanship." I love that word. "Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Again, so by grace are we saved. That is, we haven't earned it. Through faith, not by yourselves. It's the gift of God. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You can't earn your salvation. You receive and believe Jesus Christ. It's how you're saved. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ." Think about that. Created in Christ for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Meditate on that awesome reality as you leave church this morning, friends. You are his workmanship. You'll never in a million years guess what the Greek word is for workmanship. It's the word poema, P P-O-E-M-A. That's what you are. You're God's poem. Norm Abrams didn't make you, or this little old house. God's made you. His workmanship. Wow, what an awesome thing that is. You are His workmanship, and you're on this planet for one thing. You were created in Christ for good works. Wow. You know, Darren, see what I made here? I put free will on my football. We got to go punt this thing. Listen to this verse. You were created in Christ. You were created in Christ. How can you fall if you were created in Christ? Your salvation is not your own. Your salvation is of the Lord. That's why we praise Him. We praise Him for who He is. We praise Him for what He's done. That is, you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. You used to be a slave of sin. And God, because of His grace and because of His great love in which He loved us, has rescued you and delivered you out of hellfire. You were created for good works. If you're not doing them, then you're not doing what you were created for. And maybe that's why you don't feel so good this morning. Maybe that's why you don't feel so good. God's created you for good works. That's what you were made for. How are you doing with good works? Are you doing what God's created you for? Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me an instrument.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You don't want to suffer the persecution. You don't want to suffer the rejection. You don't want to suffer somebody rolling their eyes at you. You know, there was an instance where I was driving home one night, and I live up in the mountains, and it was a mountain road, and it was steep, and it was on a curve, and it was foggy. You couldn't see from here to the back of this auditorium. You could only see about half that distance. And I was going about 50-something miles an hour. It was a four-lane divided highway, and I was going about 50 miles an hour, and a guy just passed me like I was standing still, and got just a little ways in front of me, and then his lights came on and his car jerked. You could tell that he had hit something.